Jesus, we want to bring our thanksgiving and appreciation unto thee, Master, for the way you helped us since morning, O living God. Master, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Sunday school. Thank you for the main service. Thank you for great things that you have accomplished already in the midst of your people. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blessings and the deliverances that you have brought in our lives, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence that you manifested, O God, in the midst of your people. Father, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, O living God, that we have given unto us the grace once again to come to Master, to hear from you again, and for the blessings, O living God, Master, to be added to what you have done for us in the morning services. Father, we just pray that you be gracious unto us, Master. Help us once again this afternoon, so this evening, speak to our hearts, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, may you help us, Master, that something will be said to help us to live better to your glory. Lord, may you give us understanding, give us revelation, speak to our heart. May your words tear our hearts, O living God, and do something special in our lives, O living God. Help us, Lord Jesus. Lord, have mercy on us, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Be with your servant in other places, Lord. May you help them and see them through also, Father. Lord, at the end of the day, we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting all this request, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are once again welcome to the last service this afternoon, so this evening. Can we please have our seats for a little while? I just wish to sing this song to the glory of God. It's in Yoruba. La 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 Forgiveness. He has given us pardon. And there is no way, there is no place we cannot live. There is no way we cannot be. Once you know that Christ is in us, and a promise that no, I will with you to the end of the world. Oh, surely there is nothing to fear, friends. Praise ye the Lord. God bless you. Let's take our Bible as we read from our scripture. Genesis chapter 24.
We Genesis ori kerin le ni ogun.
From verse 58. Genesis 24 verse 58.
Ese keji din ni ogota.
And they called Rebecca and said unto her, "Will thou go with this man?" And she said, "I will go."
Won si pe Rebecca. Won bi pe iwo wo wa ba okunrin yi lo o si wi pe emi o lo.
May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing.
Jesus Oluwa ko fi ikun fun gbigbo oro re.
You can be seated, please.
E je ka joko.
So we are continuing with this sermon, the time of decision.
An tesi waju ninu iwasu yi akoko ipinu.
You know, I said earlier that I just wish to address our young ones. You know, when it comes to decisions, it's something that all of us make every day, whether young or old.
Whether
church member or ministers,
whether
prophets, apostles, or whoever.
Just
like the prophet said, we all make decisions every day. But when it comes to the choice of a husband, those of us that are married, I'm not talking to us as far as that is concerned. I'm not addressing us on that. Rather, I'm trying to emphasize on what Brother Abraham said as regards believers marrying and unbelievers.
Because pe mo gbiyanju lati se ifenumo ohun ti woli so nipa ki onigbagbo ma fi alaigbagbo,
so that they will not take a wrong step when they want to take that step. Because they need to hear it and hear it and hear it again. Yes. Praise ye the Lord. So, I don't know whether I can ask this question. But Abraham said, let me ask.
Brother
Abraham said, under no circumstance should a believer marry an unbeliever.
Okay.
I mean, are you saying the right thing? I think Brother Sam said this sometimes that even if there is no brother believer on heart, if there is no believer on heart, a sister believer must never, because of that, marry an unbeliever. And vice versa. Now, Brother Abraham taught us that there are three kinds of believers. There's no need to write it. There are three kinds of believers. Okay, let me write it. An unbeliever. Make believer.
So doni gbagbo.
Make believer.
So doni gbagbo. Oni gbagbo la fenu je.
And believer.
Ati oni gbagbo ojulowo.
This one, that's what we just said. Under no condition should a believer marry an unbeliever. Then should a believer marry a make believer? It's a question. The reason why a believer should not marry a made believer is that Brother Bram said that the standard is what? We must be filled with, he said, when we are filled with the Holy Ghost, he said, the Holy Ghost will guide us to who our husband, our wife is. So, with that quote, a believer must not marry a make believer. Period. Did you agree? Some do not agree. Did we agree? May God help us.
All
right. So, let's continue. Last Wednesday, God helping us, we got to Eliezer.
Eliezer
said that the major characters in this sermon Abraham, Eliezer, and Rebecca.
Se mo pe aso wi pe awon meta ti o se koko ninu iwasu yi ni Abraham, Eliezer, ati Rebecca.
So we are on Eliezer.
A wa lori Eliezer bayi.
Last Wednesday we said that Eliezer had three qualities.
Ni ojo to lo aso wi pe Eliezer o ni awon amuye meta.
And the qualities are he was a trustworthy messenger. And when he was sent, he needed an assurance. And that is why he asked Abraham, peradventure the lady will not come with me. Then what should I do? Abraham said,
Abraham,
the angel of the Lord, whose servant I am, we send his angel before you. And the third quality was that when he was going, his master loaded the camel with gifts for him to give to the bride.
Okare, opo awon rakunmi ni o fun won ebun ti o to ni o gbele won lori to le ba fun iyawo.
The bride had agreed that he would marry Isaac.
Fun iyawo ti o to ti pinu lati fe Isaac omo re.
So because of our time,
nitori akoko wa,
I wish if God will help us to just round up on this sermon today.
Ti Olorun o ba ran wa lowo lati menu duro lori iwasu
yi. That's why I might not go to reading so much.
Mo le ka nkan to po.
So Brother Bram said, when Eliezer got to the city, he got to outside the city where the well was, that the ladies in the city come to fetch water.
Brother
Bram said he got there at the evening time. Praise the Lord. And when he got there at the evening time, then Eliezer has to just use his own idea.
Eliasa,
he either used his own idea to choose the bride. Or he would depend on God, depending on the angel of the Lord to guide him to make the right choice. So Eliezer did not depend on his own ability or his own whatever. Eliezer turned his face to the Lord. And Eliezer has, "Oh Lord God of my master
Abraham."
He said, "Let the damsel, as I stand at the well, let the damsel that will come, and I will ask her to give me drink. And she will give me drink. And she will even say, 'Oh, hold on, I will give your camel drink without me asking her.'" Let her be the one that you have chosen to be the wife for my master
Isaac.
But Abraham said, it's in the sermon. But Abraham said, he said, "I believe the angel of the Lord got to Padan Aram 30 minutes before he got there." The language of the Bible is that the angel of the Lord beat him 30 minutes before he got to the place. And that is because the angel of the Lord will go before us to clear the way for us.
Praise the Lord.
So, and when he was praying, before he even prayed, the angel of the Lord has gone to Rebecca. And he has touched Rebecca. And told Rebecca, Rebecca said he spoke to Rebecca's heart. And said, "It is time for you to go and get water." Praise you, the Lord. It was the angel of the Lord that told Rebecca to go and fetch water. Then Abraham said, "Why did the angel of the Lord go to Rebecca? Why did the angel of the Lord ask Rebecca to go and fetch water? Why was it Rebecca?" But Abraham said, because Rebecca was a blood relation to Isaac. Praise the Lord. Because Rebecca and Isaac were cousins. And Abraham said, it is only the blood relation to Christ they are the one that will listen to the message. Praise the Lord. And Abraham said, don't worry. Okay. Yeah, she's there. Paragraph 63. In the same sermon that we are going to 59, I think that is 59:06-11. All right, God bless you. And it was in the evening time when he came to the well near the city. And it was about that time that Rebecca had to make a decision. I believe the angel of the Lord beat him there about an half hour, for he will send his angel before you to make the way clear. Okay, let's jump to 67. So why did Rebecca make this that sudden move?
Kini ti to fi je wi pe Rebecca o ti ko se ipinu loji ipinu kia kia yi.
Why did she go to the water of life so quickly?
Kini ti to fi lo si bi omi iye ni kankan.
Why could the angel speak to her?
Kini idi to fi je pe ko angeli o nilo lati ba soro.
Because she was a blood relation to Isaac.
Nitori wi pe o je ibatan pelu eje.
And that is who the angel can speak to tonight, is the blood relation.
By the blood le ba soro ni asale yi oni to je pe o je ni to ba to ni to ba Christ tan nipa eje.
By the blood we are born into the body of Christ.
Nipa eje ni a fi bi wa si ara Christi.
Rebecca was Isaac's own cousin by both father.
Ibatan ni Rebecca je si Isaac.
Which made them blood relation.
E si je kan je kan para won tan nipa eje.
And the bride of Jesus Christ is sanctified through the blood of Christ.
Iyawo Christi na aso di mimo nipa eje Christi.
And an open vessel for the Holy Spirit to speak to.
Ara ti asisile ti o di mimo to je mimo nipa mimo lati ba so.
No wonder she will come to the water of life. He that heareth
it,
let him come to the water of life. Praise ye the Lord. 69. She made a decision quickly. Watch a real Christian in the meeting. Quickly, if they are ordained to eternal life, they will know it. There is something in the message that will steer them. That is what steered Rebecca. The message steered her. Angel was leading her.
Angel is in daddy re.
Oh, can you see the picture? Praise ye the Lord. Because it was the angel of the Lord that spoke to Rebecca. Then, do you think when Rebecca get to Eliezer, she will do contrary to what Eliezer prayed? Do you think so? Oh, praise ye the Lord. Before we continue, I want to show Lord something. In the time of the drought in Israel, God told Elijah, go to the brook Cherith. I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. The water was there flowing for him to drink. And the ravens were bringing food in the morning and in the evening for his servant to eat. At the same time, a woman was praying. She was asking the Lord that God please intervene. Brother said she was keeping, she was having nine vigil praying unto the Lord. But as the time came, Baba said, God blocked the water, used his hand to block the water of cherry. Because God can continue to ask the God can make the water to continue to flow. And God can continue to make the ravens to continue to bring the food. But because of the prayer of this woman of Sarephat, God blocked the water and asked the raven to stop bringing food. Then God told his servants, go to
Sarephat,
for I have commanded a widow woman to sustain you. That was God's testimony about the woman.
Said,
I have commanded a widow woman to sustain you there. Oh, wonderful. But this woman was poor. She doesn't have anything to feed anybody other than herself and her boy. And God said, I have commanded. Oh, praise ye the Lord. She has nothing. But God said he has commanded him to feed his
servant.
But Abraham said, this widow woman must be a kind of a woman that Elijah was a man. That's exactly the word Abraham used. Not certain of God. In the sermon, thank you, the certain of God. Paragraph
29.
Because I have three of them, so that's why. Paragraph 29. Abraham said, now there was a woman in the land. Neither one of these people know each other. But she must have been an honorable woman. She must have been the type of a woman that Elijah was a man. Because God chose that woman out of all the women to entertain his prophet. He would have never chosen an immoral woman to entertain his prophet. And this woman was a widow woman. Praise the Lord. So God said he has in action to reaction.
Yeah.
God said, I have commanded the widow woman to sustain you. As I
was
saying, this woman had nothing. She only has the last meal and the last oil in her cruise for her to feed and for her and her son to die. Yet, God said, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain you. Praise the Lord. So, Brother said, God must have shown Elijah a vision of the place where the woman was. And when Elijah by vision got to the place, she saw the woman exactly the law, exactly the way God showed him the vision, that she would be having two sticks in her hand, which signify the cross. Praise the Lord. She wanted to just use the wood to make fire, to be able to make the meal she has, the last meal she has.
Follow me carefully.
Then the servant of the Lord, I don't want to continue on everything that Abraham said on that. But the son of the Lord got to her. Maybe he put his hand on the fence. I said, woman, good afternoon. Maybe say good afternoon or good morning or whatever. Please, can you give me some water to drink? At this time, water was scarce. Remember, brook cherry is dried. People had to go and look for water everywhere for them to drink. The woman could have said, well, this man, I don't have water for anybody to drink
now.
But she looked at the man. Baba said she thought there must be something godly about this man. She was ready to share a water with
them. Satan lati fun ni omi.
My brothers also said that there is something about God's children.
Wuli wi pe ogan kan wa nipa awon omo Olorun.
Supernaturally.
Ni agbara ti ti agbara to tayo iseda.
There is something that made them to recognize each other.
Ohun kan wa to mu kan dara won mo.
Oh, praise ye the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
If you see an SU, won't you know?
Ti e ba ri onigbagbo, en so ti o mo ti o je pe ninu oro Olorun ni ori.
If you see a ragamuffin, won't you know?
Ti e ba wa ri omo ipata se ni tohun na mo ni.
Praise ye the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
That is why the way you appear matters.
Ejimi to ye pe bo se yan ifi
yes, the way you appear matters. English say appearance shows the manner. If you are the
type
dressed like a ragamuffin, they will see you as a ragamuffin. If you are the type that dressed as a son and a daughter of God, people will see the glory of God in your life. That is physically. But outside of physical sight, there is a glory of God that follows God's children. Go and find out everywhere. Go and find out anywhere. Anywhere in the world. There is a glory of God that follows God's children.
Oh, praise be the Lord.
So, he said there will be something about this man. So he wanted to share a water with him. She was going. Then the servant of the Lord said, when you are coming, bring in your hand a morsel of meat for me to drink, to eat. Morsel of bread for you to eat. The last one, he said, Caesar, the one I have here is the last one that myself and my boy will eat and we face death. If it were some women, they would say that there are some languages that they will use. God bless you. And on at a bottle me
at a if you ask for water, we head of water.
Even can I come by number? Umbar and bully bo. Kill a kiki like Becky Legu.
Beggar is turning
near Sikota Wai. At this time, you are asking for food.
Lagoko, you're very fond.
This man, you Otipoja yell. If it was
from beyond your country,
you see. A child of God does not talk shabbily. That is why, as a child of God, we must guide our tongue. That is what God taught us. We must guide what? Our tongue. But by the way, this woman, it was God that said, I have commanded the widow woman to sustain you.
Oh, glory to God.
Do you think she will have sassed
Elijah?
No. Because God's testimony about her is that she is worthy. Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
She is worthy to take care of my servant. Are you worthy to take care of God's servant? Sisters, I'm asking you. How do you take care of your husband at home? If you cannot take care of our husbands at home, how do we think we could be counted worthy to take care of God's servant? May God help us. So, the woman was where? Rabban said, what do we learn from that? Obedience. The last thing she has between her and death. Just like Pastor said this
morning.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these other things shall be given unto you. And She didn't complain. She thought she was going. That was when the servant of the Lord said, "Doth say the Lord. For doth say the Lord." The barrel of me shall not waste. Nor the cruse of oil fail. Until the Lord shall send rain unto the
land.
Praise the Lord. The same God that sustained the children of Israel in their journey to Egypt to Palestine by supplying manna is the same God that has now
decided.
It's the same God that has said that does say the law, that rain will not waste, and the oil will not fail.
Kolo bo yefun na ati ikoko yefun na ati kolo bo ororo na.
Praise the Lord. Don't forget God said, Abraham said, the woman was of a woman like Elijah was a man. And Abraham also taught us that Rebecca and Isaac were what? Blood relations. I'm going somewhere. When the Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, I mean from the dead.
Yes, Oluwa ti o jide kuro ninu oku.
That Sunday morning,
ni owuro ajide na,
it was Mary Magdalene that first got to the
Maria Magdalene o lo kokode bi iboji Jesu.
She said that they are taking away the Lord.
Won ti gbe oga wa lo, won ti mu Oluwa
lo. She went to tell the disciples.
O lo so fun awon omo eyin re.
Peter and some and maybe John ran to the sepulchre.
Won wa lo sibi iboji, ibi iboji.
And when they got to the sepulchre, the master was not there.
Oga won o si nbe.
Peter and John went back.
Peter ati Johannu won wa pada.
Wondering what must have happened.
Kini o, kilo le sele.
But Mary stayed behind.
Sugbon Maria o duro.
She sat down. And at the time she turned to look at the grave again. The Bible says that she saw the angel, two angels of the Lord. One at the head, the other one at the feet of the Lord Jesus, where Jesus Christ lay. Then they ask her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said, "They've taken away my Lord. I don't know where they have kept him." As she turned, then she saw somebody standing by her. He said, the person said, "Woman, why weepest thou?" It was the Lord Jesus Christ.
He
said, "Where do you know where they have taken my Lord? And don't know where they are taking him."
Okay, yes.
Jesus said to her, "Woman, why weepest thou?
Jesus, we fun pe obirin yi, ese ti iwo fi n so kun.
Who seeketh thou?
Tani iwo n wa.
She supposing him to be the gardener.
Ohun se bi olusogba ni se.
Said unto him,
O wi fun pe,
sir,
alagba.
If thou hast borne him else,
bi iwo ba ti gbe
kuro ni.
Ti iwo ba ti gbe kuro ni yi.
Tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away."
So ibi ti o pe te si fun mi.
Jesus said unto her.
Jesus wi fun pe
Mary.
Maria.
She came back to herself.
O wa wa si oye re.
She turned herself and said unto him.
O si yi pada o wi fun pe
Rabboni.
Rabboni.
Which is to say master.
Eyi ti o je oluko ni.
Jesus said unto her.
Jesus wi fun pe
touch me not.
Ma se fi owo kan mi.
For I am not yet ascended to my Father.
Nitori ti emi ko ti goke lo sodo baba mi.
But go to my brethren.
Sugbon lo sodo awon arakunrin mi.
And say unto them.
Si wi fun won pe.
I have said unto my Father and your Father.
Emi goke lo sodo baba mi ati baba yin.
And to my God and your God.
Ati sodo Olorun mi ati Olorun yin.
In other words, the bride of Christ are Jesus who brethren.
Awon iyawo Christi.
You are looking at me, is that right?
Now,
sometimes when you are looking, it looks one kind. Praise the Lord. That is why it is only the one that were ordained of God, who were in the last book of life before the foundation of the world, that will be saved.
Ìdí tó jẹ́ pé àwọn tí a ti yàn ṣáájú ìpìlẹ̀ sí ayé wá, tí wọ́n wà nínú ìwé ìyè ọ̀dọ́ àgùntàn ni àwọn ẹni náà tí a lè gbàlà.
There is no way you can take that away from predestination, away from the scripture.
Ìyàn tẹ́lẹ̀ wa lè yọ kúrò nínú ìwé mímọ́.
It is there.
Ó wà níbẹ̀.
Permanently there.
Ó wà níbẹ̀ ni kò sí mú kúrò níbẹ̀.
Ó wà níbẹ̀ digbí.
Digbí ni kò sí tó lè mú kúrò.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
So we come back to Rebecca.
Àwa wá sọ́dọ̀ Rebecca
báyìí. Rebecca was a blood relation to Isaac.
Rebecca bá Isaac tan pẹ̀lú
ẹ̀jẹ̀. That was why the angel could go to her and ask her to go to the well.
Ìdí ni Ìjángẹ́lì fi lọ bá wípé ọya odò ya.
And Baba Ntoto, it is only the blood relation to Christ that will be steered with the message, this evening time message.
Ìdí ni ìtọ́jẹ́ pé àwa tí a bá Jésù tan pẹ̀lú ẹ̀jẹ̀, àwa ní ìwẹ̀ ìwàásù yìí ni ó lè rú wá sókè.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin Olúwa.
Then when Rebecca also,
nígbà tí Rebecca náà,
when she got to the well,
tí ó dé obi odò yìí,
and Eliezer said,
Eliezer wá wí pé,
lady, please, can you give me to drink?
Arábìnrin, tí o lè fún mi ní omi.
Oh, she said, oh, you are welcome, sir.
Ó ní
she was already going, the water pot was on her head.
Ládùúgbò rẹ̀, ó ti wà lókè.
She laid it down that, please, sir, drink.
Oye wa mu mi.
She said, I will also water your camel to drink.
Màá sì tún pọn mi fún àwọn ràkúnmí yín láti mu.
That is what?
Kini eyi?
Character.
Eyi jẹ iwasi to dara, iwasi ti Olorun le yi. Eyin Oluwa, iwa ni o.
Eliezer got his prayer answered.
Eliasa o adura re odi gbigba.
He got a good character for Isaac to marry.
O wa ri iwa ti o dara obirin to ni iwa bi Olorun fun Isaac lati fe ni yawo.
Praise ye the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
Let's listen to what Brother Bram says.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a fetí sílẹ̀ sí ohun tí arákùnrin Bram ní sọ fún wa.
In the sermon.
Nínú ìwàásù.
Okay. See, why we are not a denomination? Okay, sorry. Evening messenger.
Ìránṣẹ́ ti àṣálẹ̀ ni.
All right, evening messenger.
Ìránṣẹ́ àṣálẹ̀.
Paragraph 242.
Gbólóhùn àkójọpọ̀ AGL.
Evening messenger is 630116.
630116.
Paragraph 242. Okay. Now I'm closing.
Ní ìsìyìí mo ń wá sí èyí tí mo ní mẹ́nu dúró.
I'm sorry that I've kept you all the time, all this time.
Mo tọrọ kábàrà pé mo ti dá yín dúró fún gbogbo
àkókò yìí. I don't have to do this.
Kò wù mí láti ṣe báyìí.
Let me just, for a minute or two, make this last remark.
Fún àkókò díẹ̀ kí n kàn sọ̀rọ̀ tí ó kàn yìí.
Then I will quit just in a minute.
Èmi ó sì dákẹ́ jẹ́ ní ìṣẹ́jú kan.
I've said something to help you to see, I've said something to help you see, to get you to study.
Láti mú kí o ṣe àṣàrò.
God has always counted character.
Ọlọ́run ìhùwàsí tí ó dára ó ti máa ń ṣe iyebíye sí.
Not members.
Kò kàn sí ọmọ ẹ̀yìn lásán.
And today we do vice versa.
Ní òní a sì ṣe bákan náà.
We count members.
Àwa kàn ka ọmọ ìjọba ṣe pọ̀ sí.
God good dress.
Bí a ṣe múra sí bó ṣe múra sí tó dára. Àwọn àdúrà tí ó dára.
Instead of character.
Yálà ìhùwàsí bí Ọlọ́run.
Eliezer sweated it out.
Eliasa o gbàdúrà yìí jáde.
Until he found character.
Títí tí ó fi rí ìwà tí ó dára.
That is right.
Èyí dára.
Who will he get?
Tani yóò ní.
And he trusted God.
Ó sì gbẹ ó gbẹ́kẹ̀lé Ọlọ́run.
Character for what?
Ìwàsí fún kíni?
Character for Isaac.
Ìwà tí ó dára fún Isaac.
The bride,
ìyàwó,
which the church is the type of.
Èyí tí ìjọ tí a jẹ́ àfarawé rẹ̀.
You know that?
Ìjẹ́ mẹ́ yìí bí.
That was the natural seed of Abraham.
Èyí jẹ́ irú ọmọ Abrahamu ní pàṣẹ ara.
This is the royal seed of Abraham.
Èyí sì ni irú ọmọ Abrahamu.
Well, even Eliezer, the messenger of the bride.
Ti Eliezer, ìránṣẹ́ tí ó ń wá ìyàwó.
And trying to find character.
Tí ó ń wá ìyàwó tí ó ní ìwà tí ó dára.
If that man has come.
Tí ọkùnrin bá ti dé.
A messenger of the last day.
Ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run fún ọjọ́ tí ó kàn yìí.
Trying to find a bride for Isaac.
Tó ń wá ìyàwó fún Isaac.
He will not look. So try to find a bride for Christ. It will not look for a denominational member.
It
will look for a character that is willing.
Watch.
Good character first. Then to get her ready to meet Isaac. After he finds the character, then get her stand still long enough to listen to his message of Isaac. That is the messenger of the last days. The evening light. His first find that church. Where will they believe the message? Or where they will believe the message? Haunt it. Can you read what I'm talking about? Aren't where that church is that we even let you come in? That won't close the door in your face. And then when you do that, then you find character. If she will stand still long enough to tell her how that the bride is got to be dressed, she's got to be clothed. Stand still. Praise you, the Lord. Look at the little Rebecca listening to every word. A little heart beating. Now you have sorted it out. Where will I go? Until I find the character. Then when I find the character, then make her stand still long enough to get her ready to go to meet him. Oh man, what a striking thing. Now after Eliezer have seen that, oh, this is the right person that God has chosen for Isaac. Eliezer was standing just watching Rebecca. During the service to him and the camels. After he drank, Rebecca started watering the giving water to the camels. And we learned that camels don't drink small water. You could have imagined how many times Rebecca will go and fetch water to give to the camels to drink. Eliezer was watching. When she was true, then she gave her some gifts. Now, after, then they went to the parents' house. After all said and done, when Eliezer was to now start going, that was when they asked Rebecca. They said, Rebecca, from all that this man has said about his master's son, will you go now as he's asking you to go, or will you just say some days to stay around before you now make your decision? Rebecca did not need any waiting again. Rebecca was convinced that this is a message from the Lord. Rebecca made her decision quickly. Rebecca did not delay in making her decision. She said, I will go. Praise the Lord. Then Brother Abraham said,
when
they were on
their way,
the very camel that Rebecca watered was the camel that took her to her bridegroom. Praise the Lord. Brother Abraham said, camel is a beast. And that is a power. The same Holy Ghost power that the church is worshiping and watering now. Mark it very well. The same Holy Ghost power that the church is watering and worshiping now.
Because
it is the same Holy Ghost that will take Rebecca, this pleasant day Rebecca, to go and meet his Isaac.
This
same message that we are listening to, that we are obeying today, by the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And you
are, this same message that we are listening and obeying today, by the Holy Ghost, we take us to meet our Isaac
in here. Praise the Lord.
If we find it difficult to obey the message, then how will the Holy Ghost, how will it be that, anyway, whoever could not obey the message does not have the Holy Ghost? Period. Because the ability to obey the word is given to believer by the Holy Ghost. There's no doubt about that. Without the Holy Ghost, you cannot obey the message. And the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey the Lord. Because Abraham said, your total obedience entitled you to what? The token. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You can see how everything tied together. May God help us. The same camel that Rebecca watered were the camels that took her to her Isaac. Praise the Lord. On their way, they were going to Palestine. But Abraham said, according to the Bible also, when they got near
Isaac,
he went out to the field to meditate. Praise you, the Lord. To meditate what? That's what the Bible says. Isaac went out to the field to meditate. That was when he saw the camels coming. And when Rebecca saw Isaac afar off, he asked Eliezer, who is that man that is standing there? He said, that is my master Isaac, the one I've been telling you about, the one I've been telling you this message about. That is
him.
Then Rebecca jumped from the camel and used veil to cover her face. Praise be the Lord. But Abraham said, the bride will not meet the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Abraham said, the bride will meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the sky.
ni oju ofurufu ohun lati ba Jesu pade o lagbede
lesi. Isaac be in the field.
Isaac to wa ni ojo
wa ni ori papa. Jesus Christ in the sky.
Ohun ni a
when the bride will come and meet him in the sky.
Eni na to je pe yo wa ni ojo ofurufu ti awon ayawo lati lo pade re.
Praise the Lord.
Eni Oluwa, hallelujah.
The Bible says
Bibeli wi pe
we will meet him in the here.
A o pade re ni ojo ofurufu.
It is after we met him in the here.
Nigba ta ba pade lawo osanmo.
That he will take us to his father's.
Igba na ni o wa mu lo si ile baba re ni ijoba baba
re. Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
How sweet to follow the Lord. How sweet to serve the Lord. How sweet to know that God has laid down the whole program for his children.
O se dudo lati mo pe gbogbo eto ni Olorun ti fi sile ti o ti pari fun awon iyawo re fun awon omo re.
The time of decision.
Akoko ipinu.
God is calling every one of us.
Olorun pe kankan olori jori wa.
The program is so beautiful.
Eto na o je yi to rewa gan.
And it is only those that are the blood relations that will be steered by the message.
O si je awon to je pe nipa eje ni won fi ba Jesu tan ohun ni iwasu yi ni o wu soke.
Are you a blood relation to Isaac?
Ije o wa ni je ni o je
ipa. Are you a blood relation to the Lord Jesus Christ?
Ije o je ni ti o ba Jesu tan pelu eje
bi. Oh, glory be to God.
Eyin Oluwa.
That is why it is impossible for those that are his blood relations to leave the message.
Idi to je pe ko se se fun awon ti o ti ba Jesu tan nipa eje re won wa fi se ran si akoko isile.
Just as it was impossible for the woman of Sarephath not to not to sustain Elijah.
Lọ́nà kan náà tó fi jẹ́ pé kò ṣeé ṣe fún obìnrin opó Sarephath náà láti mọ̀ lè ṣe ìmójútó fún Elijah.
Just like it was impossible for Rebecca not to be the wife of Isaac.
Bó ṣe ṣe tó jẹ́ pé kò ṣeé ṣe fún Rebecca kó kọ̀ láti mọ̀ jẹ́ ìyàwó Isaac.
Because that is the way the bride of Christ today.
Torí pé bí ìyàwó Kristi ni òní.
We serve the Lord by this message.
Báwo ṣe sin Ọlọ́run, báwo ṣe sin Olúwa nípa iṣẹ́ ìrànṣẹ́ àkókò yìí nìyí.
It is not difficult for God's children to obey the Lord and to serve the Lord by this message.
Kò ní àwọn ọmọ Ọlọ́run lára láti sin Olúwa, láti gbọ́ ọ̀nà tí Olúwa
nípa iṣẹ́ ìrànṣẹ́ àkókò yìí. Because they know the source of the message.
Torí wípé a mọ orísun ìwà ìránṣẹ́ ìrànṣẹ́ yìí.
They know that this message is from the throne of grace.
Torí pé a mọ̀ wípé a ní ìwàásù iṣẹ́ láti orí ìtẹ́ orí ọ̀fẹ́ ló ti wá.
They know that it's by living by this message by the Holy Ghost that they will be raptured.
A mọ̀ wípé nípa gbígbé ìgbésí ayé wa nínú iṣẹ́ ìrànṣẹ́ àkókò yìí nípa ẹ̀mí mímọ́ la fi lè lọ nípa sókè.
May God help us.
Kí Ọlọ́run kó ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
God has given us his word.
Ọlọ́run tún fún wa ní ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
And his word is given to us to obey him.
Ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ a sì fi fún wa ká lè ba gbọ́ràn sí lẹ́nu ni.
And living by the message and by the message alone by the Holy Ghost.
Kasi mo pe nipa ise iranse akoko yi ani nipa ise iranse yi akoko yi nikan nipa emi mimo.
Is what to take the bride to the sky.
Ohun nikan ni o mu ki iyawo ko lo ni awo sanmo.
Praise ye the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
God bless you.
Oluwa yo buku fun yin.
Time of decision.
Akoko ipinu.
What is your decision? Amen. For the Lord today?
Kini ipinu re fun Oluwa ni oni?
Are you a blood relation to Isaac?
Ije obje eni to je ibakan nipa eje pelu Isaac bi?
In other words, are you a blood relation to the Lord Jesus Christ?
Ije nipa eje ni o ti ba Jesu kan bi?
Has this message steered your heart?
Ije ranse akoko, ise ranse akoko yi so ti wo kan re soke bi?
Let's bow down our heads.
Ije ka teri wa ba. Katori Baba. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It is only the blood relation to Isaac.
Ani awa to je wi pe aba Isaac te nipa eje nikan.
That is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Deity to se afi afara afiwe Christ Jesus.
That will be steered.
Ohun nikan la le wu wa soke.
And we obey the message.
A o si gboran si ise ranse yi.
By the Holy Ghost.
Nipa emi mimo.
What is your decision today?
Kini ipinu re ni oni?
Are you deciding for the Lord?
Ije o ti se ipinu fun Oluwa bi?
Or have you decided to serve the Lord?
Ije o ti se ipinu lati sin Oluwa?
God is calling us again today.
Olorun pe wa lekan si loni.
Let us commit ourselves unto him.
Eje ka fi ara wa le Olorun lowo.
I believe God has spoken to our hearts. He has said one thing or the other to us. So if you want to be remembered in prayer, if you have any request to commit to the Lord, why don't you raise up our hands to the Lord while the servants will pray for us? Whatever God has spoken to our, to your heart, whatever is your decision, and whatever is your request, why don't you put it, why don't you place it at the back of your heart as the servant will pray for us? God bless you, sir.
Let us pray. Our blessed Lord, we are grateful to you again. At this hour, we want to thank you for the entire day, the Sunday school, the morning school, the afternoon service, this afternoon school, evening service. We thank you for the storehouse that your servants do go into and take a portion out of this glorious message to feed the bride with. We are doing that because we have been instructed to be doing that.
Yes.
No, because it is by doing that that the bride will have rapturally faith.
Yes.
Professor, rapturally faith lays in the message.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. We don't want to be forgetful hearers. We pray, God, that each time we hear your word, Lord, may our heart be the receiving point, O God. May your word not enter our ear and come out from the other. Lord, may grace accompany us, O God, each time we hear your word, to be able to live by the same. Because we have been made to know that not the hearers alone that are justified. If we are hearers alone and not the doer, the word says we are deceiving ourselves. Our Father, we pray, O God, that you help us not to be forgetful hearers, that it is that we have heard, we apply them to our daily living, in our homes, O God, in our business. They just guide us and direct our path as the journey of this life continues. Bless your servant that you have graciously used today, the one you use here, the one you use in Bakatari, the one in Sapele, the one, O God, I believe, that some must have taken a service today, though we did discuss to that point in Ado. Lord, may you just replenish your people. By whichever means you are going back home, take us back home safely. Be with students, be with workers, be with businessmen and women, be with housewives, be those who will travel by land, by sea, by air. May you take each and every person to their respective destinations, and the purpose of such journey be accomplished in righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We be pleasing unto you, we see thee here. By Wednesday, we will gather again in your name, Lord, with joy and gladness for the midweek meeting. Thank you, our Father, where your servant will be returning, O God, from his journey. Lord, may you bring him back safely. Thank you. We love you because you first of all loved us. Blessed be thy holy name, Father. The needs in the lives of your people, be physical, be material, be financial, be academics, be whatsoever needs they might be, you are rich unto them all that put their trust in thee. For in thee, O God, there is no disappointment, no failure. Your back can never go bankrupt. Father, arm robber can never break into your back. You always have sufficient, O God, for your children at every particular point in time. While you are meeting the needs of your people, getting them ready for the glorious rapture, Heavenly Father, don't pass any of us by. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Is this that is that? Yeah. Is it your own? Okay. Praise be to God. God bless you, church. Thank you for services today. We're looking forward to Wednesday, God willing. For a midweek meeting. Let's be in prayer for one another.
Ejeka wa ninu adura fun enikankan olorijori wa.
That is what we own one another.
Eyun ti ajera wa ni eyi
adura ni. Pray for one another.
Ka gbadura fun ara wa.
If you see any bad behavior in me,
ti o ba ri iwa ti o da nipa ninu mi,
you cannot change me.
O le yi mi pada.
But God can change me.
Sugbon Olorun le yi mi pada.
That is why you must take me to God.
Idi to fi gbodo mu mi to Olorun lo ninu adura.
Yes. Whether it's your children,
boya awon omo re ni,
wife,
tabi yawo re, tabi oko re,
talk less.
Ka to wa so. Ma soro jujuju adura ni ko ma gba.
Because sometimes
tori ni igba miran,
you provoke your partner.
Tori ni igba miran to ba ipo kiro lo nso o kan to munu bi.
Then it becomes a changing of words.
E wa bere si ni so atakoro takan
gba. Which is so expected of Christians.
Eyi ti o ye ko yo a ma ri pelu onigbagbo.
When Christians begin to exchange words.
Ke wa ma ke awo oro gbagungbe oro ke ma fi takan gba sira yin.
It shows that we have allowed Satan.
Eyi tumo si wi pe a ti gba Satani laaye lati joba.
May that not be our portion.
E je ke yi ma je ipin wa lo.
Remember, no matter what you tell your children with your mouth, it's good to instruct them. It's good to talk to them. But they watch the life you live. Oh, yes, they watch it. If the life you are living is contrary to what you are telling them, if you take God alone to make your word to take effect, may God help us.
Je k'Olorun ko ran wa lowo.
Shall we rise?
Je ka dide duro.
Let's sing an hymn, then we close.
Je ka ka orin ninu iwe orin wa. Ka si wa si emu duro.
Thank you, sir. Let's sing hymn number 3. They come from the east and west. Peace.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.